Gazing at the adults in the camp, I pray silently, wishing someone will ask us to join their family. But we are invisible to them. The adults look through us. They have their own families and can't burden themselves with us. Having no success finding a home in the midst of the crowd, and with no tent for shelter, we settle under a tree at the edge of camp with a few other orphans. With our small bag of rice dwindling, Keem is as good as Pa was at rationing our food. Every morning he goes out to a nearby river and fishes, while Chu and I guard our things. Sometimes we see a jubilant Keem return with a smile on his face and know we will eat well that night. Other times, Keem returns with drooping shoulders and a scowl on his face. With the influx of refugees pouring into the camp, the river becomes polluted and the fish gone. It becomes increasingly hard for Keem to catch fish in the shallow water. Tonight, Chu and I cook mushrooms and wild vegetables that we found in the field, and we make rice soup for dinner. But many other nights we have nothing to eat and go to bed hungry. After we eat, Chu spreads a small blanket over the grass and covers us with the other two. Huddling close to Chu, I cry silent tears for my family, my loneliness, and my constant hunger. But most of all, I cry for Keem. I cry knowing how he feels coming back each night and having to tell us there will be nothing to eat. After a week of living under the tree, the nights become cold and our stomachs too empty, so Keem asks a family camping nearby to let us live with them. With our bundles in our hands, we stand before them, our faces washed, our hair wet and smoothed over, and our manners polite and respectful.
"Sorry, we cannot," the father says to us. "We can barely care for our own family."
My face turns red from embarrassment and hopelessness. I do not understand their unwillingness to help us. They are adults, and adults are supposed to be able to care for children. But they don't want us. They don't want me. Nobody wants me. With our eyes downcast and shoulders slumped, we walk back to our spot under the tree, and I vow to try harder to make people like me. Though he cannot take us in, the man feels sorry for us and looks for a family to take us. He comes back with a few interested families, but no one wants to take in all three of us, and we would rather brave the cold than be separated.